Give me 2 minutes. This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Patsy Davis, patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you again for your continued support. Patsy is a very pleasant 96-year-old female. Her date of birth is May 7, 1926. Initially, she was seen on 8/25 for anemia. At that time, her hemoglobin was low and she had recently received 2-3 units of blood. She was again seen yesterday, which would be 9/22. CBC was drawn. CBC did show improvement of hemoglobin from 8.5 to 10.5. The patient was treated with prednisone starting 9/8/22 for 10 days, after which CBC showed significant improvement. So it appears that she has hemolytic anemia. Her evaluation was consistent with it. On two occasions, her reticulocyte count was high. Her hepto globin level was less than 10 on both occasions, suggesting acute hemolytic process during which hepto globin binds to the hemoglobin and it is excreted in the urine. Her other lab work, including iron studies, B12, erythropoietin, etc., was also consistent with hemolytic anemia. And patient had good response with steroid. So I believe she will benefit from Rituxan single agent infusion every 3-4 weeks to suppress antibody production and decrease destruction of red cell and subsequently avoid frequent need for blood transfusion. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Patsy Davis. Her diagnosis is acute hemolytic anemia. Thank you.